June 25th, Friday. What is the walk of faith spoken by the evangelist? Many people say that living a walk of faith is difficult. However, they are mistaken. The choices of those who had lived in the ages of Egypt, Babylon, and Rome weren't difficult, but easy. Choosing God's word is quite uncomplicated. Rather, if Joseph had fought with Potiphar's wife, that would have been difficult and wrong. Instead, Joseph decided not to speak and just held on to the covenant. Then who gained victory? Which reaction was easier? Should Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ever fight against the king? That would have been extremely difficult and virtually impossible. Instead, they resolved to hold on to the covenant and face death. Then what did God do on their behalf? I hope that you, like the remnants of the Bible, will hold on to the covenant and start anew. Emmanuel, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Joshua and Caleb, who had spied out Canaan in advance, gave a report that didn't make any sense. Rather, the report given by the other 10 people was more valid. But in the end, Joshua and Caleb were the only ones who entered Canaan. In fact, until the very end, they remained inside the promised word of God. Then where, when, and to what extent must you enjoy the word that is found within Emmanuel? Number one, you must enjoy Emmanuel every day and everywhere. God has been and will be with you from eternity to eternity. He sent Jesus as the Christ and completely solved the problems of hell, Satan, and disasters. You must enjoy these blessings every day and make them your priority in life. In addition, answers regarding your academics and businesses must also come from here. Number two, you must enjoy Emmanuel within the Word and Covenant. Whenever the nation of Israel encountered crises and disasters, God restored them through the blessing of Emmanuel. The Israelites who had fallen into slavery held on to the covenant that God is with us, even though they again lost hold of the covenant and became captives. The phrase, "those who dwell in the Word," remained. When they became colonized by Rome, the members of the early church restored the word. Rather than holding on to God's word and praying, people respond more to the words of others. Starting today, you must restore your walk of faith and enter the word wherever you are and see others through the eyes of the gospel. Dear God, thank you for giving me the blessing of Emmanuel. Please help me to remain inside the blessing every day. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.